Yeah, we don't want to do anything to scare your children. That's the last thing we want to do. We don't want to scare anybody.
Welcome to Acting on the Run, the podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to Acting on the Run, the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for being here, all the returning listeners. I appreciate you for coming back and tuning in. All the first-time listeners, thank you so much. I appreciate you for taking the time to give us a listen. Please continue to listen. I hope to spread some good information, some optimism, some hope, some cheer, some joy, and some overall motivation to whoever needs it. If you're in acting, music, anything, in entertainment, whatever you do, I know that you can find something in this podcast that can relate to what it is that you do. So please, please, please stay tuned. It's greatly appreciated. This episode is going to be about a couple different things, but it's going to be mainly about, let's say, poise. How to really give what you need to give when you need to give it. But I want to start off this episode talking about how have I been creative, what I'm thankful for, and what I'm hopeful for, which is something that I like to do on all episodes. So let's get started. How have I been creative? Over the past time since the last podcast, I've been working on a lot of music. I have 2 tracks out on Spotify right now. Well, anywhere you can get your music from, not just Spotify, but shout out to Spotify. I use them a lot. But I have music on there, Apple Music, wherever you get your music. And I've been working on a whole lot of new music, planning on releasing a track sometime this week, maybe today, if I, you know, can get everything done in time. But I've been working on that. One thing that has been getting my creative juices really flowing as of late, meaning as of the past couple days, is creating track art. Track art is the art or the picture that you see when you look up a song. So let's say first song pops in my head is a song called Grim Reaper. That song is by a musician. Her name is Phem, Phem. She is so dope. So if you ever get a chance, go check it out. But her song was the first one to pop into my head. But it's the artwork that's on the song. So when you look up a song and you see the artwork that's in front of you, that's the track art. The only difference between the track art and the album art is the album art is the picture or the artwork that you see on the front of a complete project, whereas though the track art is for a single track, per se. I guess you could use it for more than one track. It's pretty much the same thing. I hope I explained that correctly. But anyway, I've been getting more into that as far as with learning how to edit it correctly and get it, you know, get the look to where I want it to be. So that's very, very exciting. And like anything else, it's not as hard as I thought it would be before I did it, because the track art that's been used on music I've put out music that I've been featured on that's been put out, I didn't necessarily do the track art, but whomever I was working with, whether it be another musician or another producer, that they did it. So I didn't have to. So I'm getting around to creating this track art for the song that I'm going to be releasing soon has been a real experience. Just to give some detail so that way, if anybody out there is looking to do the same thing as far as with creating track art for your music, because it's something that you will need. I mean, I guess you can do it without track art, because I've seen some tracks be released that artists would just put them out and it would just be like a blank face, not like a human face, but just like it'll be just blank, like white or black, or it won't have anything. It's really up to you as far as what you choose your art to be. But a pretty decent application that I found to use to create my track art is a application called Fibe. That's F-I-B-E. F as in Frank, I as in ink, B as in boy, E as in everlasting. Like an everlasting gobstopper. Willy Wonka, Charlie and Chocolate Factory, those movies are my favorite. I hope to one day I can actually be in one. That would be kind of dope. I honestly wouldn't even mind to play a Oompa Loompa if they wanted to dress me in all orange. Like, I'm not as short as the Oompa Loompas, but like on an updated version of it, you could have some tall Oompa Loompas. Like, do something different, because all the Oompa Loompas been short. But if you make some tall ones, it could change the whole story. So anybody looking to create a new Wonka, please, please, please hit me up. It's something that I would love to do. But anyway, FIBE is the name of the app. I know that you can get it in the Apple App Store. I'm assuming that you should be able to get it in the Google Play Store. I haven't checked, but you should be able to. I wouldn't see why not. But it's a really decent app. Everything that I've been trying to do, it's been able to actually make it happen for me. It's not complicated. It's very step-by-step, and they actually give you a little step-by-step tutorial when you first download it, so don't skip that. I know a lot of times we'll skip over, like, the tutorials. We're like, ah, fuck that. I can figure it out myself. But it's only, like, maybe 4 or 5 slides, so just, you know, take a look at it. It'll show you everything that you need to basically know how to work the app, but then actually getting the benefit of it, that's where your hard work will come into play, because then, as far as with playing with all the tools, that's what you have to do. But check it out, FIBE. Tell them CK sent you. Moving on, that's how I've been creative, getting back on track. But next, what am I thankful for? I'm thankful for the opportunities. I know I've said that before, but I truly am thankful for the opportunities, because I know that everybody doesn't necessarily get the same opportunities, and I know that everything doesn't happen for everybody the exact same way and in the same order and at the same time. So I'm very, very grateful for all the opportunities. I actually just met a guy not too long ago. I won't call him a guy. I'll call him a great artist. We spoke for a little while. He mentioned that God works in mysterious ways. Yeah, he just mentioned that. And I really felt that, because he really does. Because me and this gentleman wouldn't have even spoken if I didn't go with the thought that God placed in my head. It was simple. Basically, I'll tell you the story. So basically, I'm sitting here about to do the podcast, and I had a thought about some information that I wanted, not about the podcast, but just some random timing information as far as for when the studio was closing, and because I couldn't remember. I know that my session wasn't gonna last as long until the place closes, but I was curious because I still want to hang around and do some editing and stuff. But at the same time, I wanted to get started on my podcast, so I'm like, you know what? Nah, I'll ask them after I'm done. But then that thought kept popping into my head. I take that to believe that when something keeps coming in your head, especially if it's nothing negative. If it's negative, that's probably the devil, that's probably Satan. Get away from that. But if it's something positive, well, I guess negative is subjective, because something that's negative to me might not be negative to you. Something that's negative to you might not be negative to me. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, if a thought comes into you and it's something positive, I like to think that that's God sending that back. Like, he sent it, I disregarded it, told him to take it back to sender, and he sent it again. I disregarded it again, and then he sent it again. And, like, that thought kept coming back. So I'm like, all right, let me go and just, you know, ask these people so I can stop thinking about this. And then as soon as I walked out, he stopped me. He's like, hey, da-da-da-da. We talked for a second. But I never would have had that interaction if I didn't go with that thought first. I know it sounds simple, and it may sound like that it's just random, but that's just one incident. Like, I've had situations like that happened numerous times. I'm just mentioning this situation because it just happened as I was getting ready to sit down and record. Again, going back to where I started, being thankful. Thankful for the opportunities, the timing, because God does work in mysterious ways. You know, that's something that he said that I definitely agree with, because you never know, like, what one move, like, you making one move allows another person to make another move. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, you doing what God tells you to do, at the same time, simultaneously, another person doing what God is telling them to do, and then boom, the timing is just perfect. It's like a crossroads. I don't even know how to describe it more. I'll get more deep off into, you know, that type of stuff on another episode. But anyways, that's what I'm thankful for. God's grace and blessings for being able to actually work on these projects. Because a lot of times, and I say this because I know from experience that, like, a lot of times certain projects that you want to work on and that you really want to do and that you're really passionate about, you can't do it. And it's not that you can't do it, but it's like your energy supply may run low. And that's because your energy is so much dedicated to other things. Sometimes it happens, and then, you know, you still need that energy to be able to do your art. Everything, for the most part, is creative. It doesn't necessarily have to be music and, like, movies and acting and, like, entertainment to be creative. Like, construction is creative, you know, to create a whole building. That's ultimate, you know, creation right there. Working in nursing, being a doctor, like, that's creative because you got to figure out a way to help this person who you just met, you know? Where was I going? Yeah, so, like, keep working. God works. Trust him. Have faith. We're going to move on to the next part of the podcast. Well, not the next part, but the next part of the intro. This is a long intro. I'm sorry. But what am I hopeful for? This is the last one, because in every episode, I try to open up with how I've been creative, what am I thankful for, and what am I hopeful for, just to give like a real life update for the podcast. So lastly, what am I hopeful for? I hope that good people and good opportunities, not good opportunities, but great opportunities. So good people, great opportunities continue to enter my path in life. That's what I'm most hopeful for. Up until this point, you know, that has happened. I'm not saying that it hasn't happened. I'm just hopeful that it continues and that it doesn't stop. I'll take, you know, all of it, you know. I'm open to, you know, working with, you know, whomever is really looking to work. I'm not trying to, you know, just do any old thing. If it makes sense, I'll do it. And if it's, you know, morally correct in my eyes, I'll do it. But yeah, I'm just hopeful that that continues to happen, because I was thinking about this earlier, but life has really been a hurricane over the past couple years. And if anybody doesn't know what a hurricane is a major storm. It's usually in tropical areas because they're created over warm water. That's kind of why, like, you don't really see many hurricanes out in the Pacific, because it's cold water. So they're usually created over, like, warm water. But anyways, I don't know why I went down that rabbit hole, but, spinning around, I guess I should have maybe said, like, a twister. Twister hurricane, you get the visual, but, like, everything just being, like, going so fast and, like, spinning, but not out of control, just, like, constant motion, like, constant. But they do say a body in motion stays in motion, so it's, like, if you keep moving, keep going, keep doing what it is that you're passionate about doing, there it is. That's what I was trying to say before I got sidetracked on the last rant I went on. But if you just stay focused, trust me, like everything comes together. But in the moment, it's like being in a twister, in a hurricane, because it's like everything's just spinning around, and like you're doing, like, well, I've been, you know, trying to do everything I can, and then, like, eventually, you know, it settles, like the storm passes. You can see, oh, okay, you know, that worked out, you know, that's not bad. And then, like, another storm comes, like, but it's not negative. I'm not trying to say the storms is being negative, just like a visual picture of, you know, what life has been like at times. Overall, everything's been good. It's just been, you know, fast, I should say. Okay, thank you for sitting through that long, extended intro. I didn't mean to do that. I usually don't. I try to keep them, you know, at a pretty respectable intro length, because I don't want to lose you as a listener. But I like to think that in the intros, I give some good information too. So I hope that everybody listening was able to understand what I was saying and was able to actually connect with it on some level. Moving on, I want to talk about, and this is the meat of the podcast. It's not going to be a long episode. We maybe have, let's say, 10 minutes, you know, left. So I'm not going to hold you long. On the previous podcast, I think it was just the previous one, or maybe it was the one right before that, I spoke about a company called SRO. S as in Sam, R as in Robert, O as in Octagon. Acronym for Standing Room Only. And what that is it's a casting company. Something like that. in that realm. But anyway, I spoke on them on a previous podcast, but when I was speaking about them, I mentioned that I had not done any work with them. Not too long ago, I actually did work for them. So a little bit of an update. I was actually first going to work for them as an audience member for a court show. You know, similar to Judge Judy, Judge Mathis, you know, DeForest Court, those type of shows. I can't necessarily say exactly what show it is yet because of NDA reasons. But once the show is released, which should be in a couple weeks, then I'll be able to, you know, get more into detail about the show title. I just can't give that yet. But it's a show that I'm sure that a lot of you in America have seen before. I'm not sure about overseas, maybe, but I'm not 100% sure because I haven't checked to see what episodes, you know, were broadcast over and where and everything like that. But I'm sure, well, duh, I'm stupid. Online, I don't know where my head be at sometimes. So, of course, you know, if people overseas can get this podcast, of course they can see the episode, Christian. Anyway, yeah, so I wanted to go in as an audience member. That's what I first went in for. I wanted to, you know, see what the process was. I wanted to see, you know, what I would be getting myself into because I had all intention on actually doing it and being what's called a litigant, but I wanted to see it happen first because I remember on a previous podcast, I mentioned that visually seeing something. I mean, because I can read, you know, I can read something and learn something that way, but as far as for when I have to actually do something, a lot of times if I see it done first, that makes it so much easier. Not to say that I'm going to do it exactly like how the person before me did it, but if I could see just the overall process done and just see, okay, where do we start? Where am I supposed to end up at the finish? And I could fill in the middle. I like to do that sometimes because it helps. But what ended up happening when I went there is that they ended up not needing me for the audience. They asked me something. They were like, if I had to relate it to anything, it was kind of like a job interview. And that's what I'm learning is that it's a lot like a regular job. And they remind you of that constantly. Like a lot of times when you get be a part of a production, not on all, but on some, depending on the production company, like they'll actually have it on the call sheet. Oh, you know, remember this, treat this like a real job. You know, they'll actually print that like in black and white letters on the call sheet. And the call sheet is basically your schedule. You know, so they'll send you your schedule of what time you have to be there, the order of the production schedule as far as like when scenes are being shot, you know, just so you know what's going on. But before I get, you know, too far down another rabbit hole, they asked me some simple question and I gave them a response and they were like, oh, wow, he can talk. And that really, like, I've heard that a couple different times. I don't really know, like, it hasn't been revealed to me as far as, you know, what the significance of that is. But I've heard that a couple times. If anybody has a suggestion on what that is, but I've heard that a couple times. Like, just by talking to people, they'll be like, just like, they'll be like, oh my gosh, he can talk. Like, yeah, of course I can talk, you know. But I don't know. I don't know, like, not trying to, like, you know, be negative because I didn't take it as a negative thing, but it's a curiosity to me. Like, wait, like, why is that, you know, a surprising response? That part I didn't get. I just have to look, you know, I have to think more about that. But anyway, so we talked for a little while and then they're like, hey, you know, let me get you this script. You know, if you think that you can do it, you know, we love to offer you the job. And I'm like, great. You know, so I read over the script, looked at it. It looked like something that I could do. I'm like, yeah, I'm down, you know, let's do it. And so it wasn't that same day, but they scheduled me to come back. It was like a week later, a quick turnaround, you know. And not to mention, I was, you know, I didn't go with the thought of, okay, I'm going to, you know, be a litigant. Because again, I was going just to sit in the audience and they ended up handpicking me. Sometimes that happens. And that goes a lot with what I was talking about in the intro as far as we, you know, getting different opportunities and like God's timing, like everything works at the right time. Because I remember when I was waiting before the show was getting ready to start, it was people asking to be a litigant and, you know, they were turning people away. But then I got the opportunity. So, you know, I appreciate the opportunity. I know it's, you know, it's just a court show. It's not like it's, you know, Young and the Restless. So I'm not trying to, you know, give it more shine than it needs. But at the same time, You know, I enjoy the art. I enjoy working, expressing. So it was something that I could do to, you know, exercise my acting muscle. And it was a very, very fun experience. If anybody has the opportunity and you're into, you know, performance, definitely give that a shot. One thing I will say as far as to give you some inside information is that you should be ready. You know, be as prepared as you can beforehand. So what that means is, and this goes for any show, you know, any performance, be prepared. You know, you can't be overly prepared, you know, be prepared. A lot of times you won't necessarily need everything that you, you know, cram into your brain as far as with preparation, because things change so quickly with production. It's cool, you know, if you can flow with it, but it's aggravating if you can't flow with it. But if you can flow with change, if you're good with change, it's perfect. Be prepared, because you only get one take. One take is all you get. I'm not sure if that's the same way across the board for all court shows, but on the one that I was on, we only got one take. So it's like, as soon as you see the bailiff come out, that's when it starts. And it's a live, you know, it's a live thing. It's a trip how it was actually put together, but it's something, you know, really to, you know, keep in mind, because on a lot of times in, you know, in productions, not all, but some, you get a couple takes, you know, or at least one take, like one dry rehearsal at least. But on this, you didn't, which it wasn't bad, but I could see, but it threw me off a slight bit at first. But then I got comfortable. But just be prepared for that just in case, because you want to be able to make the most of that opportunity and that time. You know, you don't want to let that opportunity pass you by and not be able to take advantage of it, because you never know, you know, who's going to see that or who's going to, you know, take a look at that. So always be prepared. And if you're prepared to do one take, you know, that just makes you more prepared for that next project you work on. Because I will say that since doing that, it did, you know, register in the back of my mind, so that in the future when I do more work, that I'll be more prepared on the first time. Because a lot of times in my head I'm used to, okay, there's at least a rehearsal, a dry read, something, but on this it wasn't. So it's actually something that will help me in the future, and something that I feel like can help, you know, those listening in the future as well. You know, always be prepared, because you never know, you might just get one chance. And if that one chance is all you get, you don't want to waste that, because then it's like, okay, now this is what you put on tape, you know, and it's like, ah, you know, I wish I would have knew. Because they don't tell you, you know, they don't tell you, oh, all you get is one chance, you know, all you get is one take. They don't tell you that beforehand, which is something that would be nice to know. But, you know, hey, I hope I was able to give you something in this episode. I know that this was a rather short episode, but again, always be prepared. You never know when that first take might be the only take you get, so always be prepared. And that goes for more than just entertainment. That's in life in general. Always be prepared. Always be ready to, you know, adjust to whatever it is that comes your way, because sometimes that happens, because we'll make a plan and maybe step one and step 10 may be on point. Those may be the only two concrete, you know, where you start, where you finish. Those may be the only two concrete points or steps, but everything in between those, you might have to adjust, you might have to change, you might have to flip the order, point one to point five, then the two. It's all type of stuff that goes on in the middle, but, you know, as long as you are prepared to know where you have to start and where you have to end up, you'll be all right. Just a quick update. I do have some new music coming out this week. I think I mentioned that at the beginning. But also, if you are interested in listening to some more new music before I release my next track, I do have some work. One is called B-A-B, B as in boy, A as in apple, B as in Bob. Another one is called No Other Lover. You can find them on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever you get your music. Check it out. Please support CK and G Peoples. Have faith, guys. Have faith. Don't slack. You know, put in your work and you'll definitely see the results. Everything works out. And until next time, I love you all. I hope everybody, you know, has a great, 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 great week, a great, great, great new month. I know the month of March is about to start, you know, so everybody do what you got to do to continue having a great 2024. Remember, 2024 is our year. You know, this is the year that we make whatever it is happen. That whatever it is that we need to happen, we're going to make it happen this year for sure. So have faith, keep going, don't slack. If God gives you a dream, vision, keep it going, you know, make it a reality. I feel like I'm living a dream every day. Episode 25 of Acting on the Run. I'll see you on episode 26. I love you all. Peace.